Chapter 4. The Arrival of the First Supply, with their proceedings, and the ship's return. All this time our care was not so much to abandon the country, but the treasurer and council in England were as diligent and careful to supply us. 2 good ships they sent us, with near 100 men, well furnished with all things could be imagined necessary, both for them and us. The one commanded by Captain Newport, the other by Captain Francis Nelson, an honest man and an expert mariner. But such was the lewdness of his ship, that though he was within the sight of Cape Henry, by stormy contrary winds was he forced so far to sea that the West Indies was the next land for the repair of his masts and relief of wood and water. But Newport got in and arrived at Jamestown not long after the redemption of Captain Smith, to whom the savages, as is said, every other day repaired with such provisions that sufficiently did serve them from hand to mouth. Part always they brought him as presents from their kings or Pocahontas. The rest he, as their market clerk, set the price himself, how they should sell. So he had enchanted these poor souls, being their prisoner. And now Newport, whom he called his father, arriving, near as directly as he foretold, they esteemed him as an oracle, and had them at that submission he might command them what he listed. That God that created all things they knew he adored for his God. They would also, in their discourses, term the God of Captain Smith. But the president and council so much envied his estimation among the savages, though we all in general equally participated with him of the good thereof, that they wrought it into the savages' understandings, by their great bounty in giving 4 times more for their commodities than Smith appointed, that their greatness and authority as much exceeded his as their bounty and liberality. Now the arrival of this first supply so overjoyed us that we could not devise too much to please the mariners. We gave them liberty to truck or trade at their pleasures. But in a short time it followed that could not be had for a pound of copper, which before was sold us for an ounce. Thus